chat up.
Yeah, go on.
You're going to interview me like you're Parkinson. Really? Just tell me, like, that's much better. Just, yeah, okay, you carry on. You know, have you written down stuff of you?
Better not. I'd rather not read it. Yeah, yeah. It's
Luke. Oh, he's just, he loves doing an instruction for what you like. Because it doesn't come naturally, so my fresh air watching, like.
What do you do? Do you?
Oh, just that's it.
Great. Sure. Well.
Welcome to B2B Business Club podcast. My guest today, Andy Bennett, musician.
Rocking all star.
So, Andy, before we get into your story, would you like to just give us a brief introduction to yourself, who you are?
You just did it. I'm Andy Bennett. I've got a sore throat, so I just put on, and I've got a bald sweep, man. Sorry, not very polite. Well, you just said I'm a musician. I don't do much else, really. Little as possible this year, you know.
So
started doing next year.
From day one, was that what you wanted to do? Was there nothing else? Was there no other plan?
No, I really enjoyed playing the guitar. And I never wanted to be a singer. I never wanted to be a singer, but kind of just fell into that one. You know, not that I do much now anyway. Certainly not tonight.
Yeah, and she's not.
Yeah, but always wanted to play. I just like bands and Top of the Pops and all that, which is a shame because it's not there anymore.
I was having this exact conversation the weekend. I was showing my daughter some Top of the Pops from the 90s and said, you never understand now. Tyler Swift would have been on this every week.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was Mark Kerry that was like pretty much every week on the Top of the Pops. Said, yeah, but there's none of that. He said there's no way for the kids to go and watch, like, these are the hits this week.
I suppose there's a decline in TV, though, anyway, isn't there? It's all Netflix and Amazon and all that now, isn't it? By Fire Stick and away you go.
We talked about it started before, haven't we? That you can just, it's just what you want now. It's like bite-sized chunks of whatever you want and choose and stuff.
But yeah,
I think this did something today, topical. About people with TV licenses, which is
not enough. Yeah, people aren't paying them, are they? Yeah. Well, if it's only for the BBC, and I mean, my telly, I don't have an aerial in it, I don't get the BBC. But yeah, everything's bite sized chunks these days, like you're saying. And I prefer that, to be honest with you. Yeah. Before bed, scrolling through YouTube shorts. You know, I love it. I love all those little clips. And then if there's something interesting, you can dig into that person that you saw on there. You know what I mean? I've found so many different comedians and musicians and artists just from YouTube shorts. There's a young girl band called Dear Matrona, and I think they're based in Northern Ireland. And they're great, really good. I mean, they've got a big following now. But they were just busking on the street when I saw them first, you know, now they're playing like that, yeah.
You can go down the rabbit hole then, can't you?
But
you
see, yeah.
When you come in and listen to Joe Rogan, you can have that on all the cars kind of going.
Yeah, yeah.
Back here and on Spotify, and that's what we've put our thing.
It's taken over from radio, isn't it? Podcast and stuff. I mean, the Joe Rogan one, that one with Tarantino on. I mean, who wouldn't want to listen to that?
Exactly.
Tarantino.
You know that.
It's great. Yeah, dude, it's good. It's good. Because they get into it because it's on for like about three hours or something.
Yeah.
And that's a cool in depth. You know what I mean? Discussion.
Yeah. It's not just in and out, is it?
No. It's great. Yeah.
So tell us about your journey then, how you got into bands. You started early into instruments. I've read and seen and know.
Well, I grew up next door but one to Steve Craddock, who was obviously Ocean Colour Scene and Weller. And he was just really cool with me, you know, as I was only top, really. I was on eight or something. And he agreed to teach me how to play the guitar on a Monday night. So I went around there and he taught me a bit for about a year or so, just as he formed Ocean Colour Scene. You know, I think I was still having lessons when they formed. And it was probably about 11 then as well. And then he was that cool, like, about things and stuff, and like took the time to show me stuff and get me interested. You know, certainly not many people 10 years older would do that. Do you know what I mean? It's just, he really turned me on to that kind of music as well.
Invested in you.
He did, yeah. He did it with other people as well. He's like the Pied Piper. He's, yeah.
That was kind of peak indie era as well. Was it kind of 90s to early 2000s?
Well, this is even before them, because they formed in 89. So by it took them a long time to have a hit. I mean, they had little bits on telly here and there.
Yeah.
And then their big hit came in, I think it was 96, something like that. With the David Quarter Train, Riverboat Song, You Got It Bad, those kind of things. That Mostly Shoals album came out. And, you know, it sold well. And it flung them into the mainstream, which was great. And then the following album was Marching Already, which then they did an arena tour. And that's when I played with them a couple of times before that on a song here and there. And then that's when my band went on tour with them. We were called Sergeant. And we toured for 6 weeks doing arenas like Wembley Arena and the NEC here in town.
Yeah.
And great. Eye opening, very cool. And they let me play a couple of
shows. Rock and roll as you thought it would be.
It was cool. Everybody was young and, you know, just Tony being stupid somewhere and getting up to mischief like you would, you know. We've all been that age. There was nothing. There might be more of it, but that's but we're not.
Yeah.
But and that was great. And then that would be 1998 when they did that tour. And then I didn't see them for a couple of years. And then in 2003, Damon left the band, the bass player, and they got Dan Seeley in to play bass, and I came along to do second guitar. And
what was actually called Adler?
The drummer from Sergeant. The drummer from Sergeant, Tim Jakes, went to see Brian Wilson here at the Symphony Hall or somewhere in town. And Steve was there, and they bumped into each other, and he said, "Here's my number. Make sure Andy gives me a call," or he got my number or something like that. And said, "Do you want to come down and play?" So they had a gig to do, just one gig, a one-off, which I'd done before, you know. But this was at the Albert Hall, and it was doing three songs of Ronnie Lane. Do you know Ronnie Lane from The Faces and the Small Things? And it was such a fantastic experience, you know, to do that. And after that, they kept Dan and I on, and we stayed for the next 10 years or something.
So it was literally, do you mind just popping down, just helping us? We got this little roll out of all.
But it worked. It sounded good. We were a good sounding band, you know what I mean? And it lasted a good 10 years.
Was the Sergeant an indie band?
Sergeant was an indie band. They changed their name into The Elements, and we released one album with acid jazz. But it's not very acid jazzy.
No.
It's a bit soft, rocky.
Yeah.
Actually, I listened to it not long ago, and some of the songs are all right. They're just... playing's a bit. I was still in my 20s,
yeah.
Still young. Mm-hmm. Old enough to know better than.
Yeah. So what was some of the highlights? I'm jumping in, but what were some of the highlights of the 10 years?
Well, the Albert Hall, playing it again. We did the Albert Hall again for the 21st anniversary of the band being on. So that was in 2010. And we did the Albert Hall, which was just the whole show of Ocean Quality and stuff. And the previous album prior to playing the Albert Hall was an album called Saturday, which I don't think it did very well commercially. I think critically it was all right, because it's not a bad album, but it had a song on it called Old Pair of Jeans, which I wrote with a mate of mine. And Simon sings it on the record, but at the Albert Hall, I got to sing it, which was great. So I got to sing one of my songs at the Albert Hall. That's a highlight, you know what I mean? It's great.
And you're here for talking Albert Hall.
Do you know what? It looks massive, doesn't it? But it's not. It's only about 6,000. I mean, the NEC is 15,000. That way. But it's just a prestigious place, you know.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we did a lot. We played Hyde Park when Who played. Yeah, so we were one of the support acts there. We did...
For the Who? Yeah.
I think so. I didn't stay and watch, to be honest with you. So did the Isle of Wight Festival. We did loads of festivals and stuff over everywhere. Japan, Fuji Rock, that's good. We did that twice. And while they were, I mean, they've probably done it loads of times, but yeah, while I was there. But yeah, loads of things like that, you know.
That's amazing.
That was class. I've done said, I don't know. I've met all these pretty easy scripts, that's fine.
So playing those big venues, is there any venues from around Birmingham, the Midlands, when you were starting out?
Well,
the stick out as
the Jug of Ale, really, was the main one, which isn't, it's the buildings there, but it's a, I think it's a restaurant now. Yeah, but there are some new venues coming.
Right.
So I'll go back. The Flapper and Firkin was a good one that we used to play. And then we crossed over and kind of started doing, because when we played the Flapper and the Jug, we'd just do our own stuff that we'd written. I'm not talking Ocean Coast here now, I'm talking Sergeant, really. And we were all working jobs, you know what I mean? Like little part-time jobs, the Sergeant band.
Yeah.
And we thought, I started just doing little acoustic gigs on my own, playing 20 Flight Rock, Wadey Cochran for an hour. And it's the only song I knew. I've learned a couple more since then. But I started out doing like a couple of covers, but quirky covers, covers that I actually really did like. I still do covers I really do like, just my tastes have changed. And I listen to yacht rock these days. What's yacht rock?
Yeah.
Have you never heard of the Miami Vice soundtrack would be, you know, like Jan. I don't like Jan. I'm not keen on Jan Hammer, but I do listen to things like Toto,
right?
Yeah.
Journey would be yacht rock, I would have thought.
Yeah.
Some, you know, early 80s.
Yeah. What were your influences growing up then?
Oh, I got into Buddy Holly really young. I liked Michael Jackson. The Beatles are the biggest. I just went nuts over them. And I was the perfect age as well because the anthologies came out. I don't know if you remember that. The Beatles anthologies. And that was just like, because then your mates get into it.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, they used to piss out of you for liking the Beatles. Nah. You know, everybody likes the Beatles now, right?
You've always been cool. With
every it? Oh, it's yeah. Fucking always cool. You remember? I wasn't. Still not cool.
Yeah, and then that number one album of mine, didn't it? And
then yeah, absolutely. I have that. Yeah, that's great. But new venues, there's some new venues, which is great. And there's one in Acock Green called The Gig. And that's like proper little thing. It opened the other week. It was a fantastic little place. Perfect, like the Jug of Ale kind of thing, that size-ish.
Yeah.
And then there's another one that's just really cool, but it's more mod. Well, they have all sorts of bands on there, I'm sure, but they're more moddy. And that's really cool. And that's in Sturchley. That's called the 515 Club. Have you heard of any of these yet?
Yeah, it's a pretty cool place. I mean, no, it's I used to King's Norton. There's one up there next to King's Norton as well.
Well, you're not far from you then, the 515 Club. What, are you talking about the little bike shop, Chaz Mann's?
No.
That's very cool too, the bike shop.
There's one bought right by the BP Garage.
Oh yeah, the Tower of Songs.
Tower of Songs, yeah.
I only been there once. But that's pretty cool. Yeah, that's really like real. That's like a cellary kind of. I mean, it's not a cellar, but I mean, it's like a very dark,
dingy vibe, isn't
it? I quite liked it actually. I went to see Sissy Stone there, who I'd never, unbelievably, I'd never heard of until I went to see her there, and she's great. And
important to have these venues, isn't it? The lot you're talking about, the Flapper and Firkin. That's
is that still there? See, I don't even come into Birmingham. Made a trip specially for you to.
Okay, I've seen it on the corner still. I've seen it at the corner still. It's still there.
The Flapper. Well, is it? I must still have bands. I mean, it was big for that.
Yeah.
So it's only the Jug. The Jug's gone. Mm. I mean, there's the Sunflower House used to have bands on it, but has that moved? I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't.
It's not there anymore, I think so. Really? No, then.
But there's got to be a need for them, hasn't there? Because that's how. But do you find there's been a shift in people coming to Fuchs now, a new generation, or not really? Because when we were 16, 17, 18, 19, that used to be, we're going to the Sunflower Lounge, or we're going to doing this, or we're going to the Tower Song, we're going to watch a band, and we're going to
live. I don't know. People, my daughter plays these days.
Does she?
And she's out, and people go and watch the things. I don't know whether it's an open mic or whatever, but I got a bit of video the other day, and it was her, and I thought, oh, there's people there. That's great.
Yeah.
The other venue that I didn't mention was the old railway, Curzon Street. Do you remember that? That's been knocked down. And that's really where sergeant cut their teeth. You know what I mean? Yeah. We really learned how to play. That they really learned how to play. I'm still faking it, but it's.
Was there any times when you were starting out and you had any gigs in your lodge and you're like, this ain't going to catch on, can't? Any negative or anything that didn't land as you thought it would?
Well, I bottled it a couple of times, massively, yeah. There's a time when P.P. Arnold was, do you remember her? The first cut is the deepest she had to hit with. Yeah. And she was doing I think it was Radio 1, live lounge session, and our band was meant to be it. I backed out a bit. Yeah, not good. Confident. Sorry about that.
But confident you asked, son.
I just my arse flat, yeah. I shit myself, yeah. That's the truth of it.
That's it, you never hear that. You only ever hear the bravado. And to be fair, when you see musicians playing, you just assume that they're made of solid armour. You never think, okay, where's the anxiety at? How does it always look so flawless?
Well, a lot of them are really good. Yeah, especially. I mean, Steve Craddock is just, I mean, he's brilliant.
Yeah.
A really thoughtful player. I mean, he doesn't play what everybody else would play. He plays, you know, very melodically and that's very good.
What do you think about the Oasis, really?
Oh, it's great. I don't think I'll get to see him there. How much are the tickets?
By £300 per person.
Have you got? Wow, okay. I'll see if I can get guest list.
That's the song.
They won't remember me. They won't remember me. You won't want to see me.
Did Marilla? You got to sound smart.
He won't remember me. But Liam, we supported in Steve's solo band. Steve did about 3 albums and toured them and got to support BDI. You know, after Oasis, it was BDI. Excuse me. And so we went to Germany and all sorts of places. I don't know how many times we supported them, actually. But maybe only a couple of times, who knows. But I saw him again at the Fuji Rock Festival. And,
doesn't belong down with age,
doesn't it? Liam, I'm looking forward to seeing the footage that they
get. Why they? Yeah, the show.
I want to see who's in the. Do you know who's in the band yet?
It's an original on, isn't it?
Is it?
Bonehead's been confirmed, I know.
Right, okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
Because he looks better. He looks better now than he ever looked.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
He's got a goat. Yeah, he's got like. Yeah.
Yeah, he's cool.
Do you want to buy a Cortina? And after all,
I don't think that's Tony Kelly or his name is getting invited back, though.
Tony Carroll. Well, who's the drummer then? Is it Alan White or is it Zach Stark or is it Chris Sharrock?
I don't know.
Big Chris Sharrock because he's in Noel's Band now.
Yeah, maybe.
And he was the last.
Zach Stark. He's class,
yeah. Yeah, man. He looks really cool. He had a, you know. Yeah. He had a.
So. Was there any fallout with the lads for most of us? Could you just get a call like next week and go, we're gigging and we need you to step in, and you'd just be like, oh, okay.
Oh, no, I wouldn't. They wouldn't ask me. They wouldn't want me playing for them again, I'm sure. But I'd still speak to the lads. I saw Oscar not long ago.
Well, I was going to say, so October 2015, was it when you went solo?
Okay. Was it?
Yeah. Allegedly. Okay. Oh, your Wikipedia.
That really does it.
No Wikipedia.
Okay.
But 2015. So obviously you wrote the song. Obviously Simon sung it for Ocean Colour Sea.
Hello, Beijing's, yeah.
Yeah. So then at what point were you saying you never wanted to be a singer? At what point
I was already singing in Sergeant by that time. It was just early on.
Yeah.
By about 20 or something, you're fronting the band because you can't get staff.
So is that where, have you got the itch that you can't scrap then being in a band? Playing a guitar in a band where you're not singing, you're not front and centre.
Maybe I think. Must have had got a big head, obviously. Big ego.
That's rock and roll, isn't it?
Massive head.
Well, especially guitar.
It's all about me.
Yeah, guitar players. It's you, isn't it? Spotlight on you. But especially when you're writing songs. I mean, how easy or how hard is it to collaborate songwriting when you're in a band but you're not a singer?
Well, I used to just write the songs anyway, and then a couple of the singers that we had before would finish off lyrics or maybe think of another chord to go there and that. But really generally write on my own. Is that what you asked? I just completely went off on a space.
No, that's good. How easy it is to write a song as opposed to say collaborating, or you write a song and someone wants to input into it, is it?
Depends who it is, doesn't it, as well? But I don't write much anymore, to be honest.
Did you watch that Billy Walls documentary?
Which one? Get Back? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's on for about 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah. See what they're doing, they're trying to get.
Yeah, man. Yeah, but I could watch that for ages.
He's got goose pimples.
I thought he did a good job, man, with all the footage that he had. It's so different from the Michael Lindsay Hogg version of Let It Be, which I've got as well. I still like that as well. It was showing that just them being angry with each other. But
they are so young and they're pissing about.
But they're really good mates, aren't they? Yeah. It's great. Ah, the Beatles are good.
Yeah.
They're just the best.
Was it similar to, did you used to have like little sessions with the lads and kind of say, what about this? And then you used to kind of get,
I never did that with them. We might have gone through a couple of times in the studio. Actually, the first recorded album I did with them, there was a little bit of that. But I was so nervous because I was like, older brothers, and you know, I really looked up to them, still do, you know, and so I was a bit shy or nervous and a bit, you know, wide-eyed and trying not to show it, but you know, I'm sure it was all over my face. So I should, yeah.
How difficult is it at all, or how easy is it at all?
Do you know, it would be easy now for me, but at the time it wasn't that easy for me, but that's for other reasons.
So just going to it then, so we spoke about briefly, you've been clean for a while now, and
oh yeah,
and was it very much rock and roll, and there was things without going too into it,
I'm one of those people that just shouldn't drink. I've been told it all my life, like my mum would go, it's in the family, you shouldn't drink. She wouldn't quite say it like that, but I go, now I'm all right. As we all do, all right, you know, have a couple, this and that, or whatever. I should just drink water.
Your hand in hand, Bonsor, and when you rock and roll.
Well, you think it does, and some people I can see, and they're having a great time, and people are laughing at them, and it's funny, and it's nice. I think I got like that switch that I can turn a bit, to be honest with you, sorry. Bit of a dick, you know. Can edit that, right?
Yeah, I like that.
Give up. Yeah, but you ever get to a point, it's like Games of the Greeks, someone LARP at Jeffrey, and I'll tell you what's in it.
Yeah,
so you're looking for Barry Walls' stroke.
Could be. Straight to a few Barry Walls.
Ah, euphemism. Was there a moment where you thought, oh, that's it, I'm not friends?
And we do?
With drink and with drug and stuff.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
miles away again.
Sorry.
I'm not on drugs either.
No.
Just a bit.
You're just spacing out.
Yeah.
Cold and flu, something.
Yeah. God, I have. That's what it is, isn't it? See, that affects me now more than ever. I was falling out of love with it for the last 10 years. You know, I've been doing it, nailing it for 15 years. Hardcore for 10 years. So 20 years of 25 without the, you know, but 20 years of just a bad habit, you know what I mean? Awful. And now you realise, I'm good. I'd never do it again. No, I'm not fussed by it. It's good.
So going back to the solo stuff, so we've met.
Cut all that out.
No, that's nice. That's nice. It's nice to say you've done that and now you're right inside that, I think. That you feel. I'll send this over to you before we. But we met, did we say, 8 years ago? Hole in the Road.
Right, yeah. Fucking hell.
Is that? Come on. Right. We used to have Tight Nail Crown, didn't we?
Right. But where's that?
Giga.
Yes, right. Was that me? Is that all it was 8 years ago? Were we over the... Yeah, because I used to do the thing there, didn't I, of course?
You used to end up...
Did we not do the Custard Factory? Was that on a Sunday? Was that where you met me? Was it with Kalik?
Yeah.
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 He's the top fella, isn't he?
Yeah.
Fair. Have you had him on?
No.
You should get Gleek on.
Not a man.
Oh, he's great. He's still a band. I think he's got a venue right by his house that he's booking up.
Yeah, so you...
He's got some stories.
You used to do the open mic.
Yeah, do the open mic. Yeah, was it an open mic? Or did you
just a session-y kind of...
Yeah, I can't remember.
Yeah.
I mean, 8 years or
something. It's good.
I can't remember yesterday.
Yeah.
Do you know what? That's COVID as well, though, isn't it? There's 3 years that just...
Gone?
Nothing Mike said yet. Yeah. That was 6 years ago. That was 4 years ago. 5 years ago.
Yeah, excuse me.
Lifted 3 years out of everyone's lost, isn't it?
What did you do during COVID?
Sorry for that a lot. I did, we bought barbecue because we had that in 2020, we had that really nice summer, but you couldn't
go anywhere. Barbecue that summer? Yeah.
Well, we went to Wicked and we got it on, I don't know, but we got a barbecue and, a big one. And we just spent the summer outdoors and then 2021 came, it was another lockdown or whatever. And you got to get your jabs. And then I started doing a few gigs again because I'd, You couldn't work if you didn't have the injections and stuff. So it's like,
that's the only the hospitality was the first one to go and the last one to open them. So I went.
Yeah.
I do weddings and
right.
And
yeah.
And gigs and stuff like that. And
yeah.
Just with trial and fall, started quizzes and stuff and all that. Because that'll be fun.
I know. Did you do any online?
I did online. Yeah, I did. So Facebook. Live, wasn't it? That all started. I mean, it probably started. Yeah, I didn't know anything about it. I am on social media, but it's not me that's
online. Yeah,
I don't probably write anything on there, really. But yeah, so Facebook Live on a Friday night, I'd sit in my front room, and put a little PA speaker up, so it got a bit of reverb throughout my voice. I don't know, you get a few people watching.
Yep.
You know.
Do you know what you don't?
I should do it again with it.
Yeah, you don't know how little the effort people made and what it meant to people at that time.
You think?
You meant a holiday? Oh, yeah.
I used to do quiz, and then you used to just think, oh, it's a bit of a bore, like 2 hours in the morning, sort of the quiz out. And then when I've come out now, I've seen one of my mates' kids about 6 months ago, and I was like a pop star to him. He's like, ah, because I used to obviously be on the telly and stuff, and like he used to be those man. He's like half starstruck, just like, oh, Kev.
There was nothing going on. So that little crumb of entertainment, you became a thing to the people who are watching it. And even if you only have 5 people watching you, you don't know what that done for those 5 people.
Right.
So like,
I didn't have that then.
No, me neither.
Man, if you're a fair crack.
Yeah.
Want Dr. Fox?
Yeah. So what are you doing at the moment?
We're just doing some like little residency kind of gigs, just at hotels and just doing covers and stuff, really. Just keeping my hand in while I'm, getting my head around things and before starting to write down little things again to maybe... In fact, I recorded back in 2020, I recorded an album. It just didn't come out. It's all ready to go, but bullshit. This is. I recorded it at John Rivers' place in Leamington Spa. Have you heard of it? It's called Woodbine Studios. No, he did. He did. Well, we did an Ocean Colour Scene album there. We did the Elements album there. But his big thing was he did Ghost Town by the Specials.
Yeah.
Which is cool, isn't it? And so I did now, but I listen to it now and I think, I could do that better. But I couldn't have a band because I wanted to play everything myself as best I could. And it's okay. Yeah. It's not like.
So you can play every instrument?
Well, it took me time, But I had a guy. Well, I didn't take. I didn't play the piano. I sent the tracks to a guy called Danny McCormack, who played the piano. He plays for Roy Wood, and he's just incredible. And I'd recorded with him before. He did the piano on it. And that's another thing that COVID did. So musicians were thinking, how do you make? So session players, like really good drummers and things. That have got like a practice kit at home and it's all mic'd up so they can practice. Well, they figured out that if you send them the tracks, they can lay drums down on, you know. So a lot of people, even drummers, are working from home now.
Yeah.
But I didn't do that. I did actually play the drums, but people are doing that.
The
world's changing, right?
Doodle on Carrick's band, and I can't just give a going for that.
Would you go back into the studio and redo that with a band? I think
I might redo it with a friend of mine who I play with Mondays, called Simon Foster. He's just a really good singer, player, great bass player, great guitar player, and I'll probably just do it with him, because I think between the two of us, we can cover over it for all the bases, yeah. And I wouldn't necessarily record all of it. I'd just do a few of the songs again, because he's got some great songs as well. Maybe do that. Who knows? I don't know.
I'd buy it.
Would you?
Instantly buy it.
Yeah. Okay.
That sounds good.
He's incredible, yeah. Simon is, and he's never really had the platform to present himself, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I hope that changes, because I mean, we're the same age, but he's worked hard, and he's such a great guitar player, bass player, vocals. I've already said that, haven't I? Well, I don't fancy him.
Got a lovely voice.
How easy is it, mate? Your music, eh? What's the pathway logs? Back in the day, it was drop demos through people's car window.
Yeah, well, there's none of that anymore. You just put it on YouTube, don't you? Or Facebook. I don't know. I've got a clue. I don't know. No one listens to me anyway. Put it on Spotify. You can put it on Spotify. I think you have to have a little distribution kind of thing. But there's platforms out there. You pay a subscription, like, I don't know what it is. It could be 500 quid a year. It might be 50 quid a year. I couldn't tell you.
What are you doing for this?
Over here.
It's about 90 quid a month. Oh, okay. 5 quid a month to distribute it on Spotify. There's all random other...
And once you stop paying that, they just take it off, do they?
I don't know.
Was it just for the name?
It was just carried on doing it, yeah, for now.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah. I think so. I think it's as black and white as that, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's how you do it then, isn't it? And then I suppose it's up to you to kind of go, listen to me, I'm fucking great.
Yeah, but yours is on Spotify.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it? Yeah. I know. Yeah.
So what's your hope for the future? Do you want to do rock and roll, like headlining festivals again and...
I'm fucking going great.
Hey,
it's well old. No one wants to see me anymore. I'm singing the Monkees down the fucking hotel, aren't I?
Would you go and do festivals and go on the smaller stage and go solo? Sell it for the free viewers that we get.
But no one wants to see me. If you do want to see me, however, book me and I'll come and play your festival. I do a few little festivals here and there.
There's plenty around the Midlands now as well, is it then? We're
right. Best. I've got to be honest, no fucking books, mate. No. Oh, I did, that's a lie, I did do Knowle Festival.
Knowle?
Exactly. Where's that? Where's that?
I do know Knowle. I don't know.
It was not. It was just in the park. Yeah,
no.
I don't know.
Are they doing a concert at Symphony Hall? Just out doing it and all that?
Is he?
Can you hear people talking to their people?
Yeah.
Not festival. Awesome. Yeah, my friend went there. My friend. He was...
He wouldn't book me either, Jasp. Will you, Jasp? Don't really see this.
Yeah, 100%.
Really? How you doing, mate? I'll give you a call soon. Sorry, I didn't know you.
Can Trance Game answer? Just can you shout out to give us a shout as well?
We should have come together. The last time we came was with Jasp. We sat there. It was the football match. That's who we came with in January.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. He's top, isn't he?
Yeah.
That's what I did. That's the last tour I did, was with Jasper doing and his band, the stand-up and rock thing. So you got Bevan on drums and the rest, all except Joy, who's the singer in Quill. Have you heard of Quill?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's basically Quill's band, but not Joy. And they put me there.
Brilliant.
It was great for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved it. Not so much for them.
See, but Jasper on WhatsApp then? Probably what's happened, so what's going on? He's busy.
He's always busy.
Oh, brilliant, no. But they're getting crummy and Midlands-based people around.
So yeah, nice, well, it's great.
It's a nice time to be involved in the club.
Well, in Birmingham in general, because Steve Knight's got his studios over there. Excuse me. They're filming Peaky Blinders, aren't they? Well, they filmed it. I don't know. But they finished.
I don't know. There was.
No, it might take a while. That will take about 9 months, won't it? But that's cool as anything. I ain't seen it yet. I can't wait. The studio at UB40s have moved back in.
Yeah.
To Digbeth, which is, so it's really happening. Right?
I went and watched them last week with Robin. We got some backstage stuff.
With Robin. Robin's ace, isn't he?
Yeah.
Do you know Matt, his son?
Yeah.
Well, Matt and James.
Matt and James. Yeah.
Do you know Rob Orton? He comes down here all the time, but he's
I don't know.
He had the studio before, you know. He's with the UBs, like some affiliation. He's a good guy. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing all that. Though. But on the drive in, it's like, looks nothing like
liquor pint.
You know, I always had a liquor pint.
Love.
It's good move, man. I think people are. You know, people are coming back to the city and it's looking good. Yeah, man. Great.
Once the council get the fingers out, sort out the transport links and
right,
follow up on fulfilment to Mr. Wagner in the £3 billion sports quarter, or biggie commencing build, won't it? Where Wheels is, that's all going to be.
Wheels, okay. Is that, yeah, I remember that.
There's a ball that man.
So what's going to be there?
£3 billion in water quarter, big development for Blues.
Going to move it.
Yeah.
All right. It's only up the road.
Where, 4 years. Yeah,
it's. Towards where PMT was, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or to where PMT is as well. It's there, isn't it? Okay.
Yeah.
Matt, so their new ground and everything. What's this going to be, you know?
That's a $1 million question, isn't it?
Fucking hell, look at it. It's ace.
I know.
Look at that villa.
That's
a proper ground, that is. That's a proper ground, that is.
But now it's time. Should we go?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, man. Thanks.
So, yeah, if you want to... It's amazing. If you want to wrap... What are you plugging for the moment?
No, not really. I'm in and around, you know. I'm around and about doing cabaret.
So how do people find you and how...
Well, when I put some stuff out there, I mean, I'm sure people, I don't know how we do it, I suppose. Yeah. Like Spotify and all that. Yeah, find it on Spotify and Facebook, I suppose, isn't it? And Instagram and X. It's on all of that, I think. I don't know how much gets posted or how often, you know. But
you got that? It's really your manager?
She's my wife. She's my manager. She's,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Of course.
You didn't answer this morning. I was like, oh,
I didn't answer this morning. Did you ring me?
No. I messaged you.
On WhatsApp?
Yeah.
WhatsApp thing, doesn't it?
I know. That's like, I'll speak to the wife straight manager and see if her.
Yeah.
You said, just speak to her, make sure I'm there.
She will make sure I was there.
Yeah.
Although, I did have an alert. I was really good today, and an alert went off going podcast, but I was like, okay, yes. Got this. No worries.
Got this.
So how did you find the work and pleasure balance? Looking after you professionally?
Yeah, apart from getting, I keep getting these throat infections, which isn't very good. But other than that, I don't really do much, do I? I've got not much to complain about. No. My family's great. You know, kids and my parents, everybody's in good health. And so I'm enjoying it. I don't really do much. You know, go out, play with guitars with Simon, or go out on my own, or I'll fill in here and there, like I did last night. And... I'm just in and around and about at the moment. I'm like a bit in limbo till I write some more stuff or get that other stuff released.
And
but it will. It's
just spark. Martin's like, fosh.
Well, that's it. Yeah, that's it. I never found writing, 9 to 5 anyway, or every week or whatever. But you do have a big surge of it. You know what I mean? It all comes at once. You've got to
tell.
Yeah, it all comes and you're like, it's like you're not writing it really.
Yeah.
The book at 3 in the morning, just wake up, I've got to get to that.
And then if it's shit, you go, yeah, I didn't write that shit. but it's out, you put it out.
It wasn't me. Goes right.
Yeah. No, sounds great, Sam John.
Thanks for having me, man. Thanks for coming here. See you again, yeah. Nice to see the ground like this, man.
Hopefully, we'll see you at Headlines of Festival in 2025. We're like, yeah, that's we had him on. Look, he won't speak to us. He's a world superstar.
Give us a plug and maybe some people who put on festivals will get me on. I don't mind being in the tent or first on.
Thanks a lot, mate.
Cheers.
Thanks so much, Anders. Cheers, mate.
Yes, fellas.
Brilliant.